is CommScope Crosstalk. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Mike Reardon. What does VHS and Blu-ray have in common? How about the compact disc and LC fiber connectors? What about asphalt roads and AC power? What do they all have in common? They all had a competitor they beat out to become the quasi-standard of their technology. Remember Betamax? HD DVD? Digital tape? What about DC power? But what if we got one of them wrong? What if the technology that was defeated was actually better suited for our modern needs? Could we make the shift? There's a modern-day inventor working hard to show the world a better way to deliver the benefits of electricity. Our guest today is Steve Eaves, CEO and founder of VoltServer. Welcome to the podcast, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. It's great to have you here. And real quick, I'd like our audience to get to know you a little bit as quickly as possible. And I find that something that resonates with people in getting to know each other is the subject of music, specifically people's taste in music. So with that in mind, what would you say is your favorite song or album or band and why?
Well, Mike, that would be Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, which a lot of folks have heard, I think. So sort of a driving rock and roll beat. That's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's
classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, absolutely. That intro, everybody knows that intro. Nice. So, Steve, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm an inventor. I like to think of myself as an inventor. I have a number of patents on various things. Electrical engineer by training. Also CEO of the company. But I really see myself more of a technologist than a business operator. The CEO thing is something that is important. But, you know, I do it because I love the company and want to keep it moving forward.
So you're the CEO of VoltServer, and VoltServer is all about digital electricity, right? So tell me what that means. I mean, what is digital electricity, and what makes it different from traditional electricity?
Mike, I'd like to think of digital electricity as another format for electricity distribution. So for folks that have heard the terms before, alternating current or AC is, you can look at it as it's a sine wave, or, you know, a signal that goes up and down, back and forth. You could, if you were thinking about a river, it would be the water would be moving downstream and then it would switch and move upstream. So it's alternating its direction 60 times a second. You know, direct current is a flat waveform, and that would be more like a stream that is moving at a constant velocity, a river that's flowing at constant velocity without change. Digital electricity is something kind of in the middle. It's like DC, but it has pulses to it. And in between the pulses, there's a lot of data that's flowing that we use to see if the transmission of electricity was safe and it got to the right place.
Now, you and I were in New York not too long ago together, and you were giving a talk. And you discussed AC versus DC and how we ended up going down the road of using AC power dominantly. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think we were talking about the Chicago World's Fair. It was on the last part of the 1800s.
Right.
And that's kind of where it was all decided. AC power was represented by Nikola Tesla and Westinghouse, and then DC power was Edison. And they kind of fought it out in that fair on bidding to light up all the incandescent lights at the fair. And the world had never really known nighttime that was so well lit. People had been living by candlelight most of their lives. And the thing about AC and DC is back then, you didn't have power electronics and semiconductors and digital signal processors. All there really was those big cans that are on telephone poles. They're transformers. And those transformers let you convert the voltage level of AC power. And when you make it high in voltage, the wires get smaller, so you can transmit much further on small gauge wiring. Now, DC power didn't have a way of doing that. And so when Edison bid the project, he had to use a lot of copper to transfer the power to all the lights, and they lost the bid. It was more expensive. And that's kind of how it evolved. It was all kind of decided there. And then Tesla Westinghouse got the contract for Niagara Falls generation plant. And then it built out from there. That's kind of how it all started.
So many of the devices we use today are all DC power. And so they need to have some kind of a conversion process to go from AC to DC, right?
Yeah, the world has sort of evolved where, you know, originally all the devices out there were, you know, they had adopted AC power. But recently, in the last, you know, couple decades, devices have slowly gone back to using DC power inside. So whether it's a washing machine or a microwave oven or an air conditioner or a TV or a computer, they actually use DC. So they immediately convert the AC power to DC inside. So it's a much more natural process when you're using things like solar energy or wind power or fuel cells. They're all natively DC devices. And so the world kind of wants to go back to DC. What's holding it back is just sort of adoption. So it's gotten used to AC power, and it'll Volt Server is on the side of convincing people to convert back to DC.
That's fantastic. So digital electricity, that's still really new. And I understand you actually invented fault-managed power. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, digital electricity is our brand name for fault-managed power.
So tell me how you came up with this. How did this come to be?
One of my earlier companies, we were working on control systems for the first lithium ion batteries that they're very common now. Everybody has them in their cell phones and computers. But back then they were relatively exotic devices that were very expensive and volatile. And so we were starting to look at electric vehicle battery designs. And it was in everybody's best interest to make those very exotic, expensive batteries as small as possible. So the idea was to be able to charge the cars easy, electric vehicles easy. And so it was a way, digital electricity was a way to expose high voltages, like on a floor surface, like a garage floor or a road surface, to charge the cars and not hurt people. So it has the unique ability to send really high power levels at high voltage, but you can touch it with your hands and it won't start fires.
You're seeing all these initial use cases of fault-managed power. Where do you see it going? I mean, where do you see fault-managed power expanding?
Well, fundamentally, fault-managed power is a modernized form of electricity. You know, it takes the best aspects of Tesla's AC power and Edison's DC power. So it allows you to have the high voltages that Edison needed to achieve to make the copper smaller. But it doesn't have the safety issues that conventional electricity has. So because it doesn't hurt anybody and it doesn't want to start a fire, it also, what's very important, is it carries data. So many devices out there today are smart, you know, quote, smart devices. So you need to move power and data to internet-connected devices. So it's sort of a modernized form. And, you know, when you ask where I think it'll go, I think it'll go everywhere over time. But as I mentioned, the world has gotten pretty used to AC power. So it's going to take some time to move out into the greater world. It is installed now in over 1,000 large venues. So many of the, you know, NFL football stadiums and airports and, you know, large buildings and conference centers have digital electricity installations now. So it's getting there, but it, you know, it's infrastructure like electricity is a play that goes out over decades. So fortunately, we're able to get enough traction in new markets every year to keep everybody happy, including our investors. But it will be a while before it completely replaces AC infrastructure.
One of the use cases I remember learning about was, I think it was like an indoor nursery, a place where there's plant growing environments, lots of moisture, lots of water. Was that use case focused on because of the safety aspects? Because you have a lot of water around electricity and the safety of fault managed power around in that kind of an environment?
Yeah. That's a vertical farming application. And in those places, they don't use sunlight. They use LED lighting, artificial lighting, to create the effects of the sun.
Sure.
And then there's all sorts of digital devices in the facility too. It's, you know, it's a highly computerized facility. And as you mentioned, it's complicated and wet and, you know, very high power. So digital electricity is ideal in there because it carries the data that they need for control and sensing. And it runs in those wet environments without causing a hazard to people.
Loved learning about that. And VoltServer is partnered with CommScope to provide the electricity technology for the Systemax Constellation solution, right? So how did that partnership come to be, and how has it evolved?
It actually started very early. CommScope recognized the technology, I would say, probably 6 or 7 years ago. So we had been talking to CommScope all that time, and started doing, you know, partnering on installations in the communication space. Because some of CommScope's assets are wireless infrastructure assets. And so we work together to power things like, you know, 4G, 5G wireless infrastructure. And then I think, you know, CommScope's a big company, and it took a little while to make sure everything was right about digital electricity and VoltServer's implementation of it. So we did a lot of testing and field experience together, and eventually that evolved into what we call an embedding program, where, you know, CommScope is taking the core components of digital electricity and making their own product out of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it has evolved quite a bit. It almost like the Systemax Constellation solution was the result of this evolving partnership over the years.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great product. You know, Systemax addresses what we call digital edge solutions, right? And as the world is getting more and more connected, the density of connected devices like sensing and communications, Wi-Fi, IoT devices, you get more and more of them in one spot, and it gets really hard to bring all that power and data back to a central location. So the technology lets the customer place digital nodes right where they're needed, and all those points then come back to that node and they're aggregated into fiber.
Tell me, what is something that you want people to know about VoltServer and fault managed power? Something you want them to take away from this?
Well, you know, I think we started the conversation a little bit earlier when we talked about how the world is evolving to direct current or DC power in most modern devices. So one of the things I would like to leave the audience with is that the worlds of electricity and data are starting to converge into one thing. So right now, electrical infrastructure is separated from data, and it's different people and different technologies and equipment and materials. That's all sort of turning into one thing now. And digital electricity is there as a converged energy and data technology that lets people run power very easily, just like they would run an Ethernet cable or a USB cable in their home. It's that level of simplicity. But I wouldn't want people to leave thinking that means it isn't powerful, because it's a method that's just as powerful in, say, in a modern data center to deliver megawatts of power. It just that it installs like a very low power device, uses the same practices, but it doesn't mean that it's not very powerful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How can people learn more about this?
Well, there's a lot of places. I mean, we're at voltserver.com, and also Constellation and its product set is at the CommScope website as well. And there's plenty of use case data and links to other applications. There's a lot of nice information there. And if you Google fault managed power, or another term for it is class 4 electricity, you'll see a lot of stuff on the web too.
Okay. Steve, this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate you making the time to come on here and talk with me about this. I'm fascinated with digital electricity and fault-managed power. This is a great technology. I appreciate you talking about this. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Looking forward to talking again.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. And thank all of you for joining us today. For more information, go to voltserver.com. For comments and questions about this podcast, send emails to comscopecrosstalk@comscope.com. My name is Mike Reardon, and this has been ComScope Crosstalk.